Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Good morning. This is Eye on Houston. I'm your host, Grego, and with me this morning is Star of Hope Missions Director of Public Relations, Scott Arthur. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Grego. It's a pleasure to see you and talk to you again.
As always, my friend. So for people that don't know about Star of Hope Mission, why don't you tell us, first of all, how long Star of Hope has been around?
Oh, my gosh. Star of Hope has been around for 114 years. We were established initially as a men's center downtown in 1907, and we are only in Houston. That's 114 years of helping the homeless in Houston. And Star of Hope reaches out to more than 1,000 homeless men, women, and children here in Houston every day, helping them with counseling, referrals, food, shelter, with short and long-term structured recovery programs. And a lot of people don't know that. It's quite interesting because we've done focus groups, and Star of Hope has got quite a brand. I've been working with them since the mid-80s. Everybody knows about Star of Hope, and they know that we help the homeless, but they think that the homeless is just that guy on the street with a sign, what they call flying a sign. And they think it's just guys. And they think what we do to help them is to get them off the street and give them 3 hots and a cot. You know, make sure they have a hot shower, a warm meal. We pat them on the head and tell them Jesus loves them and we'll see you tomorrow. But it is so much more than just that, as you know.
Yes. And tell people a little more in depth about who the homeless are. Especially in this day and age.
Right. And especially in this day and age, we're seeing a little bit more of some categories and less in other categories. It's homeless includes men, women, and children. I'd say the first category is the guys that you do see at the street corners flying a sign. In many cases, that's just their day job, I have to tell you. I mean, they are homeless. And if they're homeless, it's because they want to be. That's their choice. But there's a lot of drugs and mental illness out there, so they're not making good choices. You know, but they are God's broken children, and we reach out to them all the time. But, you know, the question is, hey, do we give those guys money? You know, if God puts it on your heart to give them money, go ahead and do that. Or if they're hungry, you want to buy them a burger or something. But in many cases, a lot of times, they're just going to use that money to feed their drug habit, their addiction. And why would they want to go into a shelter and get help if they know they can get food and money on the street corner just by standing there? So, you know, that's one category that we deal with. The other category of men is downtown. You see the guys sleeping under the bridges, in the woods, on the benches, on the sidewalk. There's probably 800 to 1,000 of those guys. And they are there mostly because they want to be there. They choose to be there. They again, are victims of a lot of mental illness, maybe victims of just bad choices and financial problems, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of schizophrenia out there. There's a lot of drugs down there. And those people, they need help. And we're reaching out to them all the time. We have two vans. We call them Love in Action vans. And we have two teams that go out and deal with these guys on a regular basis. I mean, they know all their names and everybody out there knows these guys personally. And it's a one name basis and it's a trust. And they realize that it's hope, not hype. And we offer them a chance to come into our shelter. And we offer them a chance to change their lives. Or if they don't want to make that big of a commitment, at least come in and get a shower. See what we're all about. We want to help them there. But we let them know that there is somebody out there that loves them, that notices them, that is aware that they exist and cares about them. So we do that. Another category. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if they show an interest in wanting to better themselves, you'll be there the entire step of the way to take them through the process, correct?
Absolutely, because Star of Hope is not just three hots and a cot. We help these folks with structured recovery programs. So we help them, with employment, especially the men. We, you know, get them in front of a computer, and if they don't have any skills, we help them get those skills so they become more employable, and they learn how to look for a job on the computer. And we help them with mock job interviews. We help them put together resumes. And once they get a job, we say, don't leave us, you know, stay with us for another 6 months, get used to the rhythm. I mean, we're providing your food and your clothes and your shelter, put the money aside and, you know, just get a head start on life. So we help them that way. We help them spiritually. We help them with their growth because we are Christ-based and that's very important to us. And we help them with recovery from substance abuse if they need that. We help them with life skills, getting back into life. So yeah, we'd like to have you for a couple of days and we can help you, you know, short term if you need emergency care. But basically, we would like to have you for 6 or 7 or 8 months. And that really confuses people. They don't know that. But that's what Star of Hope is all about, changing lives. And it takes time to do that. And not just for the men, but for the women and the children as well. And that's the other category out there. You have single women out there who may be victims of some domestic or maybe some spousal abuse. Or you have maybe a family that is victims of domestic violence, and they're out there looking for a safe haven, a place to maybe change their lives, just get away from it all and start again, hit reset. We are there for them with those same structured recovery programs. And we are there for the children, too. We make sure they all go to HISD schools. We provide them with brand new shoes twice a year. We provide them with school uniforms and backpacks full of school supplies. Star of Hope is a lot more than people really realize.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop for an entire life makeover if somebody wants it.
Indeed.
Now, this past year has been disruptive for so many of us. At the height of the pandemic, did Star of Hope have to close its doors?
Nope. Star of Hope never one time closed their doors. We stayed open all the time. We basically were there for them from the beginning of the pandemic, and we continue to be. We were at what we call, and still are at what we call, COVID capacity, which means a little bit less than we usually have, but we're reaching out to these people. At this particular time, we actually have a couple of openings, but that's going to go away when the extreme heat really starts to hit us and stay with us here in Houston. But we're reaching out with these people, not only with the shelter that I just described and all the structured recovery programs, but we find a lot of people are coming to us and saying, listen, I lost my job or I'm about to be evicted. You know, we're familiar with those situations now. And we can help them not maybe getting into our programs because they're more long-term programs and they don't need that kind of help. But we opened up an extended program. And that's where we sit down and we reach out to these people, and we use the government CARES program to maybe give these people some money to stay in a hotel for a couple of weeks. And we refer them to an agency that can specifically help them. Or we can help them spiritually, or they're there for them. We're meeting with them. We're letting them know that they are not slipping through the cracks. And we've been doing that almost since day one.
If someone is listening to this morning and feels, you know, God speaking to him or her and asking to reach out, how can they get a hold of you and the Star of Hope Mission?
Very easily. They can simply go to sohmission.org or just Google Star of Hope Houston, or they can call our main office at 713-748-0700.
713-748-0700. 0700. Now, coming up on Tuesday, June 29th, our company, Odyssey Radio, is going to highlight a day of giving hope. Can you tell us what that is?
I sure can. And Odyssey, you guys are awesome. You know, you're doing this across like five different radio stations, and it's just blowing me away, because this is something, and folks, you need to hear this, that, you know, without asking or anything like that, they simply said, we are going to do this to help you, to help Star of Hope, to help the homeless in Houston. And one of the reasons we're doing it now, because a day of giving hope is a reminder to the city that men, women, and children are homeless in the summertime, as well as the wintertime. Homeless is not seasonal. Heat sparks even more domestic violence, which results in families leaving their homes in search of a place to start their lives over again with loving care and an opportunity to become more educated and trained maybe to find a better job and to keep it. At Star of Hope, in the summertime, our needs increase because of the heat and because of everything that we just talked about. And that's when our donations and support historically decrease. Why? Because, well, people are now, you know, starting to take off their mask and going on vacations. People just don't get that, you know, it's a giving spirit that we need to embrace not only in November and December, but also in the summertime, in May and June and July. People are homeless in the summer, not just at Christmas time. So this is a day of giving hope. It's simply a reminder across five of your amazing radio stations to just let people know that, hey, Star of Hope is here. Notice the homeless people out there and help us help them.
And to people listening, you know, statistically, a poll says that people this summer plan to spend almost twice as much on their families this year as they have in the past 2 years combined, and mostly on vacations. So when you take that number, if you could find it in your heart to donate just a small portion to the Star of Hope Mission in H-Town, that would be so beneficial. And again, for people that want to reach out and, you know, scratch off a check to you or make a donation, how do they do that most easily?
The easiest way to do it, especially on a day of giving hope, is to go to your favorite station's website, and you will see a big placard there, and it'll have all the station logos, and in the middle, it'll have the Star of Hope logo, and it'll say a day of giving hope. You just double click on that, and you will go right to a donation page, and we will gladly accept what you want to give us.
What about volunteers, Scott? Are you in need of people?
We are always in need of people, but again, because of CDC restrictions, we are just now opening our door to a few of the volunteers. Ordinarily, we have an army of 6,000 or 7,000 volunteers, but of course, you know, with restrictions, we can't really bring them in at this time. But we can have folks volunteer otherwise, too. You know, although this will be a special day of hope on June 29, I have to tell you that, you know, every day is a day of giving hope. And we need your help. So if you want to volunteer to give money, that's great. If you want to volunteer to maybe have some sort of a drive and get toiletries together or some blankets, and we do need blankets even in the summertime. They use them for bedding and things like that. You know, so that's what you can do. So stand in line if you want to volunteer at one of our great facilities, and I'll let you know through Grego when you can do that. And by the way, we have an amazing couple of facilities. We have a men's facility downtown that typically holds up to 320 beds. And then we also have a 48-acre campus And Gregor, have you seen that, Gregor?
I actually, Scott, have not been to the campus, but that is enormous. That's a huge piece of land.
It is indeed. And it's what we call, I call it the University of Hope. It looks like a college campus. And I'd love for you to come in. And I think I can probably arrange a tour for you if you like. I know a guy, you know? But this place is 48-acre campus, and we have a Women and Family Development Center that can host up to 180 single women and 130 families. It's amazing. And then right across the way is another nonprofit called, oh my gosh, I forgot the name of it. It's a wonderful nonprofit, and I'll think of the name of it.
That's all right.
You know, but what it is, it's affordable housing. And it's an amazing complex with, I think, like 176 units. And literally people can come out of our program after 6 or 7 or 8 months, maybe a mom and a couple of kids, and with some maybe government help or maybe not, just go across the campus and go into one of their units and start living independently and start their lives all over again.
The help that you provide to families, so many of them, men, women, and children, is exponential in its nature, because if you help the patriarch or the matriarch of a family, everybody else down the line benefits from their recovery and getting well at Star of Hope Mission, and it's wonderful. Again, if people want to give, especially on a day of giving hope, we know that they can go to the various Odyssey radio station websites that are our radio stations. Of course, Sports Radio 610, The Bull 100.3, KLOL, Mega 101, Mix 96.5, and my favorite, of course, which is KKHH and 95.7 The Spot. And that will take you to a link where you can donate. And otherwise, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, again, that phone number is
713-748-0700.
Very good. And since we didn't get a chance last year to have the annual Star of Hope Gala, I hope to be able to attend that. Coming up, when do you do that generally? In February?
Is that? Yes, you have a good memory. This year, it'll be February the 25th. We have an amazing Christian artist performing, but by contract, I can't tell you that until October. But it is somebody who is on the charts, and it is a wonderful, wonderful night. And Grego, you and the entire gang are invited, and I'll make sure you have a table.
Very good. And, you know, that's the evening when you see so many stories in person and up close and personal on the stage, people just singing the praises of the Star of Hope Mission for what it has done. This isn't you speaking, it's the people themselves that have benefited. And I recommend that people get a chance to go to that. Scott Arthur, Director of Public Relations, Star of Hope Mission, thank you for your time this morning. And we will be ready for a day of giving hope on June 29th.
Thank you and everybody at Odyssey. Much appreciated, Grego. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.